Let's pray. God, what a great evening. A time to gather around your truth, your light, the hope that we find in you. Thank you for the beauty of music, the sight of light and candles, the smell of wax, for the gathering of family and friends, for food, for gifts. We are grateful people. Open our eyes to the truth that you have for us. We pray this in your name. Amen. In the richness of this evening, as we gather around the whole story of Jesus being born, filled with lights and music and beauty, it's important to bear in mind the contrast with the rawness of the actual event. The fact that Mary was young, probably 16 tops, and not yet married. She was engaged to Joseph, but not yet married, and she was pregnant, which was a huge deal, much bigger than it would be today. It was scandalous. And Joseph was young, too. And from what we know in Scripture, he was really unsure about what he was getting into. But there was this assurance that came from the angel. Added to this is the fact that Mary was pregnant by way of the Holy Spirit, which is so mysterious. As we'll hear in a moment from Luke chapter 2, because of an edict by the emperor, every Jewish male needed to take his family back to the place of their lineage. So for Joseph and Mary, it meant going back to Bethlehem. It was for a government headcount. But apparently it had been so long since Joseph had been there or his family had been there that he had no connection. There was no room anywhere. So we know the story that they were left out without a place. And they ended up in a stable. Probably filthy, of course. Probably as filthy as a bus stop would be today. So it wasn't all sweetness and light, and we know that. And there they were, but they were there with these words. Words I imagine they hung on to tightly. Words that the angel said to Mary. About Mary, you're blessed. The Lord is with you. Don't be afraid. And Mary's words back to the angel. I'm the Lord's servant. May it be to me according to your word. And the words of the angel to Joseph saying, don't be afraid. The child Mary has conceived is the Savior who will save people from their sins. Do not be afraid. And then Mary went into labor. No one on hand but Joseph to help. Nothing clean. And she gave birth to Jesus. In the rawness of that stable, the only place where there was room. The only place where there was room for the Son of God on that night. So hear the text from Luke 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread word concerning what they had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As a pastor, I deal with a lot of words. Words from the Bible, words from books, words read, words spoken, like what I'm doing tonight. I also receive a lot of words. Questions, comments, occasionally complaints, things that have gone well, things that have not gone well, things to pray about, think about, things to deliberate, to decide, a lot of words. A lot of words come my way. Sometimes they're written. Sometimes they get slipped under my office door. Some words came under my office door a few years ago that I want to share with you. It was a small note. It's this note, that big. I opened my door after worship one Sunday, and here was this little piece of paper on the ground, and I picked it up. It's a small note. It's anonymous. It's in pencil. There's only 8 words on it. And I've kept it on my desk ever since then, and especially over these past weeks, every time I'm at my desk, I look at this. Here are these 8 simple words. Thank you, Lord, for thinking of me. Amen. I have no idea where it came from, or at this point even when exactly it was that it came. I don't know the background story. But what a great prayer. Thank you, Lord, for thinking of me. Amen. It's become my prayer, too. Thank you, Lord, for thinking of me. Thank you. That simple prayer really sums up why Mary responded like she did, doesn't it? In Luke 1, we read about Mary going to her older relative, Elizabeth, who was now 6 months pregnant, 6 months ahead of Mary. And here's part of what Mary said, or maybe what she's saying. My soul glorifies my God, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, because he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. Because he's been thinking of me. My soul glorifies the Lord. Sums up why we're here tonight too, doesn't it? While we might be here partly for the sake of tradition, that this is what we do on Christmas Eve, we go to worship. We might be here partly for the beauty of singing together and the candlelight. Along with all that, and really above all of that, and below all of that, behind and in front of all of that, I hope we're here mainly because of this. The promise that God has thought about us and is thinking about us. Right now, tonight, with all the detail and complexity that each one of us brings, thinking about us and loving us. Loving us with an enduring, passionate love. That's the promise that he has made to every single one of us. From everything we know in Scripture, that is a steady theme. God knows us. He is very aware of every one of us, and he holds each one of us in his heart as his beloved. We hear it in a very well-known verse from John 3:16. God thinks this way. God feels this way about the entire world. God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son to be born among us because he loves us and wants to save the world. Even if you have gotten distracted by other things, way away from this, and that happens, and even if, in all honesty, you have wandered a long way from a living relationship with our Lord, and even if tonight there are things in your life where you think, if God's thinking about me, I don't want him thinking about me in connection to that, and there is stuff like that. Here's the good news. He still loves you. He loves you with an abiding passion, and he wants you to know it and to know him. This is the core of the good news that those angels said to the shepherds. There's this good news of great joy that is for everyone. A Savior has been born to you. He's Christ the Lord. It's what Mary treasured up in her heart. God knows you. He loves you. He thinks about you with love. He thinks about me with love. And he wants you to know him and to know why he has come to us, inviting us to make room in our lives for him. Not a watered down version of Jesus, not a culturally obliterated Jesus like what we can find all around us. But Jesus who comes as a light shining in the darkness, a firm promise in a shifting world, and is one who forgives and releases and sets us free, redeeming us, even us. This is why we're here. This is the good news. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we've come here tonight from every direction and from all kinds of places. Some back from school, some fresh from work. We've all got things going on. We've come to slow things down just a bit and to hear the story of your birth and the good news you have for this world. Help us to take it in deeply. Lord, you know this place where we live is very complex. There's so many tangled things and twisted things where sin is strong, there's suffering and pain and division. But we've come affirming the promises of your word, that you're with us, that you're the light of the world, the Prince of Peace, our Savior. And we need to hear it. Whether for the very first time or hearing it again for the 1,000th time, that you know us and that you love us and that you are full of grace and full of mercy, that you have power to forgive and release and renew. Lord, do that with us. We pray tonight for people in hard places, people who are ill, people who are alone and lonely, people who are in who have an empty place at the table. Lord, we pray for those who are a long way from home, people in the military and in a world mission, some who are in places of danger. Protect them, bless them, shine your light on each one. We pray for this nation where there's so much strain about injustice and racism and so many divisions, where there's such a readiness to move to anger. Lord, we pray for your light to shine. Thank you for your promise that you redeem, that you can redeem the worst of things, the most broken, the most complicated, that your light pierces the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Fill us with that hope tonight, with the joy of your presence. We pray all of this in your precious name. Amen.